The price of gasoline edged up again today for the 27th day in a row. But here's an interesting twist. Prices are up even though the U.S. is now producing more gas than it needs. In December, for the first time in more than 50 years, the U.S. became a gasoline exporter. NPR's Tom Gelton explains.
It's been believed for months that the United States is turning into an exporter of finished petroleum products generally, but the official data on gasoline in particular for December brought big news. The United States that month produced 90,000 barrels of gas more than it consumed. Not much, but enough to impress Rob Smith, a senior analyst at PFC Energy.
Compared to what the U.S. was just 2 years ago, I mean, that's a huge sea change.
2 years ago, the United States needed an extra 30 million barrels of gas each month to meet demand. Now, here's an important point. The United States is both an exporter and an importer of gasoline at the same time. It's like we're two different countries. A lot of the oil produced in the U.S. gets refined into gasoline in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. It then goes into pipelines for distribution to East Coast states and other areas where gas is consumed. But those pipelines, Rob Smith says there are too few of them and they're not big enough.
These pipelines are essentially filled to the brim, so to speak. And yet the East Coast markets still don't have enough gasoline. So they're forced to import.
The East Coast imports gasoline even though there's more than enough gasoline available down south. So the gasoline down there gets exported, mostly to Latin America. And now the U.S. is officially exporting more gas than it's importing. In part, it's because the U.S. is producing more gasoline. More importantly, we're consuming less. Ethanol is displacing some gasoline. We have more efficient cars. Plus, we are driving less for reasons ranging from the economic downturn to the aging of the U.S. population. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.